Happy Wednesday, everybody, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm glancing down at my iPhone 6 Plus, and I can see that we are down to 135 days until we board the Disney Dream after an amazing Walt Disney World stay. And every time I look down at my phone as I get a text right now as I'm reading this ad, I can see that I have 135 days left until I'm headed to my favorite place, which is the Disney Cruise Line with lots of friends. You can get excited for that next Disney vacation, too. Every time you get a call, send a text or tweet or check Facebook, it's right there letting you know you're getting closer and closer. Check out these and other great iPhone apps and support the great folks over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 824 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and welcome to Mike Rallman Week on the Disney Podcast Circuit. Because that's right, you can hear me today here on your beloved Be Our Guest Podcast, where I'm also
Monday.
For some people, this is news to me.
But
you know,
okay,
I'm not even our like significant others, but you know, some people love us that listen to the show. I mean, Pam doesn't listen, but you know, I was on the Monday show as I always am, and I will.
I'm actually positive
I'm going to be there on Friday since we got that interview ahead of time earlier this week.
I'm positive.
That's right. So. But also on yesterday, you could have heard me on the Mickey Miles podcast talking about my first time marathon down at Walt Disney World. And I was very honored to be on that show with Mike and Michelle. So check that out over at MickeyMilesPodcast.com. And I got to be there for their listener question show tomorrow. So it's going to be
Mike Rallman week.
I know, too much Mike.
That's too much Mike Rallman. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's too much Mike Rallman.
That's too much Mike for me. I didn't realize that it's 5 out of 5. That's just nuts. You know,
yeah, that's a lot.
That sounds like some Scopa would do. You know,
that's a lot, Mike. I don't think I can handle it. Sorry.
I know. Well, so yeah, choose wisely. You know, you might have to turn this off. You don't want to get a little
Don't turn off.
Well, you can't because we have a big announcement at the end of the show.
That's right. Don't turn off this one. If you're going to turn off any, I don't know.
Are you saying to turn off Mickey Miles? Don't do that.
No, don't. I don't know where I was going with that. Don't turn off any of it. Just listen to Mike on everything.
That's it. I mean, you know, just don't listen next week or something. I don't know.
That's right. Don't listen to our show next week. It's fine.
It's a podcast. Listen on demand. You know, if you start feeling a little bit too much, Mike, just turn it off and take a break. You know, go for a walk. Anyway, you're here to hear some Disney questions and hopefully get some great answers.
Oh, not hear us chit-chat about stupid stuff? Okay.
No, but joining me, of course, the sidekick over there. She's from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. She blogs over at TouringPlans.com, and she's the co-editor of the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. We have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
I am here, and I have an exciting announcement. I have all the winners who get to be on with March Madness. Yay! But you're going to have to wait to listen to the end of the show. So
that's right.
Sorry.
It could be you.
Right. It could be you if you signed up.
Right, yeah, right now there's 104 people that it could have been them. So we'll see. Right. And we appreciate everybody for signing up because, you know, we wish you could have taken all 104, but that would have been a lot of shows.
Totally.
And I like to have a life. But we picked 4 names at random and we'll announce those at the end of the show.
It was absolutely at random. So I promise you that. Mike heard me typing in all the names. So.
She actually retyped all the names from Facebook and put a number next to each one, then went to a random number generator and went that way. I was like, you retyped every one of those 104 names, and Ricky did. So
I did. So it was totally at random. So
all right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Wednesday, Pam.
Happy Wednesday. I'm excited. I always love the questions because they kind of keep us on our toes, and I don't think that you ever know what our answer may be. It could be right. It could be wrong.
It could be partially right.
It could be partially wrong. No, I mean, I think we typically get it kind of right. So
yeah.
And what I learned though about being on Mickey Miles is like they do kind of like pre-screen their questions. I mean, they get to all of them. I mean, I know that, but
what?
You know, they have an idea of what's coming. You know, ours is kind of, I told them.
Yeah,
I'm
we
like,
got nothing.
Oh, it's
we
totally have no clue. Fly by the seat of our pants. So I hope people realize this.
We're the show that's like just pants on fire. Here we go. First question from Brian Perkins. I did read it when it came in, but it's been so long, I can't remember what it's about. I mean, we get a lot of questions. So here we go. Brian asks, hey there, Mike and gang, getting ready for a trip on Memorial Day weekend to Walt Disney World. Not sure if there'll be a 24-hour event this year, but if there is, can you tell me what the other parks will be like during that time? My two boys, who are 6 and 8, certainly aren't going to last the 24 hours, so it may be best to head somewhere else. My real question falls on Memorial Day itself. It'll be our last full day in the park, which is when we usually park hop and catch the things we didn't do yet or want to do again one last time. Still going to try to fight the crowds to do as much as possible by hitting the Magic Kingdom first and then going to other parks. And herein lies the question. Should we go to Ohana for an early breakfast and then jump into the park hopping, or get as late a reservation as possible for breakfast and go to the Magic Kingdom before the meal? I'm writing this before, but you will certainly not get to it until after. So good luck and congratulations on your marathon weekend, everyone. I should have left that last sentence off so you didn't know how old this one is.
See, that's proof that we don't pre-screen.
That is. That's so true. So first of all, thank you so much for the kind words about the lizards. I'm still proud of everybody, and especially for Princess this past weekend. You guys made us proud again.
Black
so
Princess runners.
Lots of glass slipper challenge.
Lizards.
Winners. Yeah, the lizards were everywhere down there. So thanks for sharing on the social media and congratulations to everybody. And back to Brian's question. So, Ricky, you know, you always have your ears to the news. What's the latest on 24-hour day? Is that going to happen? Do you think? It's totally your opinion.
So I haven't heard anything one way or the other. If I were to take a shot in the dark at guessing, I'd say it's quite possible that they will do another 24-hour day. But I mean, you know, who knows what Disney has up their sleeve. So, if the park, so typically on the 24-hour day, the park typically is busy in the morning and then it kind of dies down a little bit in the afternoon, evening, early evening. And then I think it ramps back up as soon as everybody starts getting off work and that are locals. So, because obviously they want to be there for the evening time and want to try to stay up as late as possible. So, you know, I think you're fine if you want to go to the Magic Kingdom in the morning, afternoon, early evening. But then I think that's when it starts to really start getting crowded in that late evening, you know, like 7, 8, 9, 10, and then on. So.
And I haven't been down there for the 24-hour days, but I would assume that it's kind of relational to how the extra Magic Hour evening park draws in the crowds and it draws them away from the other three. I would say it's kind of a... Pam, would you say that might be how the crowds tend to migrate on that day?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like our advice for extra Magic Hour is if you aren't going to utilize it, then try one of the other parks. And I think that's probably good advice for that day too.
All right. So what do you think about his predicament with that Ohana breakfast? Because I kind of like the idea. This is just me. And I did this by accident because it was the only ADR left when I went. But one time we went to Chef Mickey's and we had breakfast at like 10:45. And you know what? That worked out great for us because we got up early, went to the Magic Kingdom, did some, you know, rides with no and shows and stuff with no lines for a couple hours. And by that time, we were starving, and actually it carried us through lunch because it was a buffet and, you know, we were good till dinner. So what would you do in this instance? Would you hit it first thing, Pam, or would you go later?
I think if you can go ahead and, you know, get up and spend some time in the parks beforehand, like maybe you need to grab, I don't know, a little tiny something.
Yeah,
first
like a Pop-Tart or something.
Yeah, there you go. If that can hold you over and you can get a whole bunch of stuff done beforehand, I think it's fun to have a later breakfast planned. I mean, I think it gives you, you know, some that time. There's that time mid-morning, late morning, where you're getting kind of tired and everyone's not quite sure what they want to do and they're getting hungry for lunch. I mean, have breakfast. There's lots of good things at Chef Mickey's to eat that will fill, you know, breakfast, lunch, whatever. There's just lots of good stuff there. So I think that, you know, it sounds like a good idea.
All right, Ricky, your thoughts real quick.
Is it Chef Mickey's or Ohana's?
Ohana's.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Why did I say Chef
Mickey's? No, I brought up the example that we went to Chef Mickey's, my
You're
family, because we couldn't get an ADR.
No, I could have easily been just as confused. I'm
it's
so
the same
off this
thing,
week.
Though.
So yeah. Anyway, so you know what? I actually have done the later breakfast at Ohana. It's one of the only breakfasts that I've ever made it to because I don't, you know, get up early. So I loved it, though. I thought it was fantastic. I really liked it because you tend to get the more character interaction. And that was one of the places that I've had one of the best character interactions I've ever had. It was Stitch and Pluto. And all I remember is Stitch honking Pluto's nose. And I don't know. It was a crazy, crazy time at Ohana that morning. But I think that it's a really good option to maybe do it that way, to go to the park early and then leave for the breakfast and then, you know, go back to the park. So that's what I would do. Although, of course, we all know that I don't get up early, so that wouldn't happen in my situation, but that's what I would do for them. So,
all right, Brian, thanks for the question. Next question comes from our good friend Julie Banwart from North Liberty, Indiana. And she says, "Hi, Mike. I heard you mention you were getting low on questions, so here are a few for you. As you know, we'll be staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge in early April over the busy Easter holiday. That being said, and knowing about Animal Kingdom Lodge's remote location, what do you think the bus situation will be like? We will not have a rental car and will be totally dependent on Walt Disney World transportation. Does Animal Kingdom Lodge share buses with other resorts? I know Jumbo House and Kidani share buses, but do they share with any other resorts? I'm thinking if they don't share with anyone else, the remote location might not be that big of a deal. What are your guys' thoughts on the bus situation at Animal Kingdom Lodge?" All right, so I'll jump in here. I know that you've stayed there, Pam, but you tend to not ride the buses a whole lot. And I did. I stayed there, for Tower of Terror weekend last year, and the buses were actually outstanding. They don't share except for between the two, Kidani and Jumbo House. And they were actually very, very efficient for that race weekend when it was pretty crowded. Over Easter, I would expect, Disney scales their transportation to the crowd. So I think that it would be very similar. And I think you're right there, Julie, that, you're going to have a decent experience with the buses, as good as anywhere else. I don't think it's going to be any worse at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I think you might come out a little bit ahead. Pam, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think that Disney is, does make adjustments to the bus schedules, especially during busy times. So that's something to consider. I mean, I know that that's a frequent worry of those who stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, how far that they are from parks and the bus situation and blah, blah, blah. But I think typically I hear that as a worry for people who have never stayed there and not really something that someone comes back and says, "Oh, we had a problem with." So something to think about.
I totally felt that way until I stayed there. Then I was like, "Oh man, I can't wait to get back. It's not that bad." Like it's Coronado Springs. It was the same way. I was like, "Oh, Coronado Springs way out there." Coronado Springs has a great location. So
yeah, absolutely. So and I think one of the things you have to do, which is why we don't get to use, the bus services very much, is you have to just accept that as part of the journey while you're there in Walt Disney World, like part of the fun, part of the whatever. And that's the part that Steve can't do. So that's why we can't do that. And he's so patient in other parts of his life. I guess this is his one thing that he cannot.
So. Is he against that famous quote that it's not the destination, it's the journey? He's like, whatever.
And he is a believer in that it is the it's not just the destination, it's the journey. He's great at, all the other different kinds of travel, but, not on the bus. But anyways,
you need to paint that quote around one of your doorways at your house, put that and then put "except for Walt Disney World buses."
I know. Thank goodness I have that big doorway in the front so that I can keep putting stuff there.
Or you can put "and maybe boats are okay."
Maybe boats.
That's awesome. All right. Another question. I like this one. Another question about Animal Kingdom Lodge. If you only had time and money to eat at one of the sit-down restaurants, Boma, Jiko, or Sanaa, which one would you pick and why? And then in parentheses, she has, "I'm pretty sure I know Pam's answer, but I'd still like to hear all of your opinions." All right. So, Ricky, which one are you picking out of the three sit-downs?
I haven't eaten at any of them, and they're all three on, my bucket list of a place to try. I think if I had my druthers, I would go with Jiko. Yeah. That's what I'm going with right now.
The cooking place.
Yes, I'm going with Jiko. I know that they don't have it on the menu, but I've, heard everybody talking about that filet with the mac and cheese. So I know that if you ask nicely, they might be able to make it for you. So I would probably try to ask nicely and see if I could, squeeze it out of them. So I'm going with Jiko. So
All right. Yeah. I've been to Boma a few times. Love Boma. And it's obviously out of the, I guess Sanaa's, I'm trying to think of the cost level. Jiko's a signature restaurant, so it's going to be at the top. Boma and Sanaa are probably pretty close in price. You know, I hear great things about Sanaa. You know, I hear a lot of people, that's their favorite restaurant on property, and they have the bread service that every person talks about. So I definitely want to try that. But I think I'm more curious about Jiko. I love the way it looks, you know, because I've never eaten there, but I've seen just how upscale it is. But I mean, it's also a very relaxed upscale. It's not like a California Grill, in my opinion, as far as just aesthetically looking at it. It fits that Animal Kingdom Lodge feel. I mean, and it always smells so good down there along with Boma. So, you know, I would definitely like to check out Jiko. So, Pam, what would you go with?
I'm definitely going to go with Jiko. And what's funny is that we are taking Steve's family and his grandmother in just a few short weeks here. And we made reservations there because I want them to get to see the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And it's such a fantastic resort. I think it's really breathtaking and there's just so many things to do. But we decided to eat at Jiko. And I will tell you, while the filet and the mac and cheese are good, and I've always liked them, what I get, and I get it almost every time because I can't get away from it, is whatever the fish is, it is a maize crusted, and it could be halibut, it could be monkfish. It rotates throughout the year, just depending on the fish that they can get in, and it has a tomato butter sauce. Ooh. And I will tell you, this is the dish to get. That tomato butter sauce, if they gave it to me in a shot glass, I would drink it. I mean, it's that good, but it's just so good. And the fish that they usually use is a really firm white fish. So, even, you know, if people don't like really fishy tasting fish, they never have one that is that way. It's just really excellent. And the vegetables that they serve with it are fantastic. So anyways, you know, something to think of. But I just really like Jiko. I feel like it's one of those places on Disney property we walk into and I like feel myself relaxing even more. They have such a fantastic wine list. And I know I talk about beer a lot, but I actually really, really enjoy wine as well. I'm making myself sound like we drink all the time, which is so not true.
Well, apparently you're doing shots of like butter, tomato sauce or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. In my regular life, I typically don't get to drink very often. But anyways, they have a fantastic wine list. They have great cocktails, though, as well. They have really good appetizers, lots of things to think of. They always have a bread. It's not as extensive as the Sanaa bread service, but they have a Taste of Africa, which has different kinds of bread and dips, and they're fantastic. I mean, it's just a total package, and the service that we've always had there is fantastic. Just really, really so good. So anyways, there's my little pitch for Jiko. I hope that they're sending us a check.
They
should really talk them up, right?
Yeah, we'll just take a you know, a meal there. Yeah, we can all meet there.
We're not picky.
All right, last question that Julie has. She says, and finally, any suggestions on how to spend Easter Day at Walt Disney World? Right now, I have us spending the morning at Hollywood Studios and eating lunch at 50's Primetime Cafe. After that, we'll probably leave the park for some rest or pool time back at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Depending on how we feel, we may or may not head back to the park that night. What would be your suggestion on how to spend a fun but relaxing Easter day and night at Walt Disney World? For your information, we don't have park hoppers, so if we visit Hollywood Studios in the morning, we won't be able to go to another park. Thanks for answering these questions. I can't wait to meet you all on the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 3.0, which is like 130 days away now, people. Nice. I know it's still cold, but we're getting close. So I can't wait to meet you as well, Julie, and your family. It's going to be amazing. July 10th, we're sailing to Castaway Key. But anyway, back to how to spend the greatest Easter ever. But it sounds like she doesn't want to kill herself. You know, it's like she wants to see 30 attractions. She wants to, you know, kind of just take it easy, but have some fun. So suggestions, Pam, what do you think?
I love the idea of going back and spending some time by the pool because that's, you know, super, super relaxing and a great way to spend a day. But I think that evening, maybe you want to catch the fireworks even outside of the Magic Kingdom. So maybe you want to consider a meal at one of the restaurants where you can see the fireworks. And that could be at Ohana or you could try Narcoosie's, or you could try one of the, of course, California Grill, but, or you could try one of the counter service meals at one of the resorts on the monorail and then catch the fireworks from one of the spots located at those resorts too. That's something you could do. I like, you know, I have a hard time, and this is one of my like Disney quirkiness, but in the evening, even if I'm doing something really fun, I feel like I'm missing out. Like when I hear the fireworks, if I can't see them.
Me too. I'm the same.
I'm just
way.
Like, it's oh, so I want to be there. So anyways, that's, you know, that's rough. But if, you know, another thing you can do is from the boardwalk, you can catch some of the higher fireworks there at Epcot too. In fact, you can really catch a lot of the fireworks show. Now you won't be able to see the globe or anything like that. But that's something to think of. Or here's something else you could do. And this is something I need to take my advice more often, because every time we do this, I think to myself, why the heck don't we do this more often? Hang out at your resort, eat dinner there, and enjoy the movie, the outdoor movie Under the Stars there. I think that that is just such a fantastic family activity that, thinking about it right now, I'm like, I'm putting that on the schedule for March when we go. So anyways, but you know, it's just really a fun thing to do, and it's relaxing. It's a fun and relaxing, and I think that's the best combination. So have fun.
And it solves that problem not having the park hopper. There's way more to do than just going, you know, you don't have to have it. You can go have fun doing a lot of other stuff.
So. The resorts offer so many fantastic opportunities, and I often wonder, you know, what percentage of guests who stay there actually take advantage of them. But there's just a ton, and I think that that's one of the beauties of a Disney vacation stay is there's more to it than just the parks. The resorts do such a fantastic job of trying to engage you and give you activities and choices and things to do that I think it's definitely worth always checking those out too.
All right, Ricky, any tips for that? Because I love Pam's idea. I love going over to that monorail area and just kind of snacking around. What do you think, though?
That sounds fantastic. You know, since she is asking about Easter, you know, just kind of a heads up. If she does decide to do the resort idea, which I think it would totally be what I would do, I would get the guide of what's going on at the hotel for that day and figure out some things to do that way as well, because there will be special events that take place at the hotels, so because it's a holiday, so that's something to keep in mind. Oftentimes I think that, like, on Easter, like I know they do it at Christmas, and I think they maybe do it at Easter as well, they'll have characters that come out to the different hotels, so that's something that you can maybe do. I think that they really only do that in the afternoons, so just kind of watch out for that, but that's kind of a unique option as well. Something that they may do this Easter holiday that I don't know if they will do, but they have done the past couple of years, is back for Limited Time Magic. They created this Easter egg hunt. Now, granted, it's at Epcot, so they would have to do it not the day of Easter. I don't know if they're going to bring it back, but it was something that was so simple and easy that it's a possibility. They created this Easter egg hunt, and there are these different Easter eggs that are, you know, themed after Disney characters. And so you can go around World Showcase looking for the Easter eggs. I believe it does have a cost, or at least it has in the past, of like $4.95 to be able to do it. But if they do bring it back this year, you do get a prize for, or at least you did get a prize for completing the hunt. So again, not sure if that's happening this year, but if it is, it might be something that they want to consider. Maybe not on Easter, because like I said, they're not going to be at Epcot on Easter, but one of the days leading up to Easter, they probably should still have it around that for that time. So.
Now, I know she didn't ask about this. We're going to move on to the next question, but what about meeting the Easter Bunny at Disney? How's that work?
That takes place at the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Usually, oh man, that, since I'm going off of memory.
At Mickey's Very Merry Easter Party?
Yeah, no. Oh man, they should totally do that. Dude, they should totally do that.
Don't say that. They'll
have
12
of them. Those azalea. I loved the parade when I was a kid. They had the, you know, Disney Easter parade. I would watch it. I miss the Easter parade, Disney. Bring it back. So they have the Azalea Trail Maids. They come out every year. You know, they always are there on Easter as well.
They
so could they
have
are there
they could
on
have
Easter
Iggy.
Day.
Isn't there like an Iggy Azalea or something like that?
No, that's a different.
Okay, go ahead.
It's different, Mike. Different. Anyway, but yeah, you have to be at the Magic Kingdom that day because they're only usually there on Easter. But I love the Azalea Trail Maids. And yeah, you can meet the Easter Bunny. He's usually in the area next to City Hall, usually. And It's, I know he's there on Easter. He's typically there maybe like the week of Easter. So if you want to meet the Easter Bunny, that would be like the chance that I think you'd be able to have. Again, going off of memory, memory's not the best 100% today.
Yeah, today so, it's kind of sketchy.
Today it's kind of sketchy. So, but yeah, you can have the shot of meeting the Easter Bunny. I think you should be able to if you go to the Magic Kingdom that week. So.
All right. Our next question comes from listener.
The week before. Oh. I should specify. I'm sorry.
Okay, glad before. You did that. Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Got it. Okay, Easter done. Julie, thanks for the questions. That's awesome.
Yeah, Julie, thanks a lot.
Happy Easter and enjoy Animal Kingdom Lodge. It is incredible. I can't wait to get back there. Okay, next question is from listener Jeanette from Delaware. And she says, Dear Mike, we are allowing our teenagers to each bring a friend on our family vacation for the first time. It's a new experience for us, which we're toying with, well, you know. We've told Paige, but the problem is, like, when you go to beyond four, then you got to kind of totally change your accommodations. I mean, it's doable, totally doable, but we brought Molly one time when Paige's friend, when they were both like seven. That was one of the best trips we ever had.
That's because you didn't have Mallory.
We didn't have Mallory. I know, exactly. So that made four, so it was fine. We could still
That's
afford
right.
Pop Century.
That's not why it was the best trip. I wanted to specify.
It was a ton of fun, though. But we could still fit in the cheap hotel. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have to
right,
go in.
Exactly.
We didn't have to go deluxe. Anyway, so question number one. Do you and the other BOGP cast members have any suggestions for making our FastPass reservations during the day if the group wants to break up and then meet up later if we want to do different rides? So, Pam, how would you suggest that? They kind of want to go two different directions with their FastPasses.
So, if you have basically two groups of people wanting different FastPasses, break into the two groups and then each of you make this, you know, one person make the fast pass reservations for one group and another person makes them for the other group. And then I think that's always the best way.
All right. Question number two, we'll be staying at the Fort Wilderness Cabins unless we get a great deal on a 2-bedroom villa. So I'd love your thoughts about the easiest way to get to the parks from Fort Wilderness. Is taking the boat to Magic Kingdom first and then getting a bus or monorail easier than using the bus transportation? So, Ricky, what do you think going from Fort Wilderness? Would you hop over to the Magic Kingdom and kind of use that as a hub to kind of other destinations, or would you just trust the buses from Fort Wilderness?
Oh, man. That's tough.
I'd probably just go with the buses because I think, you know, you're adding layers to every time you have to switch, you might have to wait.
Well, yeah, and especially in the middle of the afternoon, the buses are going to be more prevalent at the resort than they would be at the Magic Kingdom. So, yeah, I'd probably go with the resort. Yeah.
That's what I'd probably do, too. And the third part of this question is, we'll be doing a lot more counter service than we normally do this time around. Our only table service will be Chef Mickey's and Be Our Guest. I'd love to get your opinions on your favorite counter service restaurants in each park. All right, so that's cool. So let's go with our... Okay, so let's start with Magic Kingdom. I would say currently... Sleepy Hollow. I know it's kind of a, but I mean, you got to get it before five, but I love that chicken waffle thing at Sleepy Hollow. But overall, my favorite counter service is Columbia Harbor House at Magic Kingdom. Ricky?
Yeah, overall Columbia Harbor House.
All right, Pam?
That's where I go.
Yeah, I struggle with,
I know,
with it, but yeah, I'm going to say that, although we did have corn at the Liberty Square Market that I thought was really good. Like it was roasted corn.
I got the baked sweet potato there one time too. Now, granted, probably not for a group, not the best idea to, you know, go to the Liberty Square Market, but or family, maybe not. But if you're there, you know, just snacking around, I totally would go there. Yeah.
Agreed. And you know what? Something else I will say we did last time, we went to Pinocchio Village House and we had a flatbread, but it was like an Italian flatbread sub. And Steve and Hannah and I actually split it. Cause we got, I don't know, we got something else with it. It was like garlic knots or something. Cause Hannah wanted them. So anyways, they were,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, but they were good. But so it was good. It was like a flatbread that had like an Italian sub meats on it. And it had like lettuce and like olives and, you know, some kind of like pepper rings on it. And it was great. So I really liked that, but there were some other things that looked good there too. Like the Mediterranean salad and stuff like that. So I think that's like kind of a cool place to be because you can be inside and then you can see the It's a Small World attraction, and I like that too. So
I do too. We have lots of memories when Paige was little. We just sit there and wave at all the boats. That's a great place to go. I always forget about Pinocchio's though. Totally forget about it.
For a while it really didn't have, I think, much choice. But they did, you know, update the menu recently, and they have like a caprese flatbread and a pepperoni flatbread, and then the one I mentioned. And then they have like a spicy chicken sandwich and that salad and a meatball sub. So, I mean, there's a few things there to choose from now.
All right. How about Epcot? I would say mine is the Japanese place, counter service place that just changed the name. What's the name of it?
Just changed names like, well,
like,
you know,
3 years ago.
Years ago? Yeah. Katsura Grill.
Katsura Grill. Wasn't it called like Mitsukashi House or something like that?
Years.
Way back in
yeah,
the
day. Yeah. I was like, wait, Mike, it's been a long time since it changed names. I don't know what you're talking about.
Counter service in Japan with the koi fish. That's what I'm going with. And get the Shogun platter. Ricky, what do you like at Epcot?
Oh, man. I you know, I'm such a sucker for Sunshine Seasons. Like, I can't get away from it. I know there are so many great choices around World Showcase, but I seriously cannot get away from Sunshine Seasons. So that's my pick.
All right, Pam, this is a tough one. Where are you going in Epcot counter service?
I am going to the bakery in France.
See, that was going to be my other choice. So I'm glad you picked it.
So good. There's like so many good choices there that I really, really like. And hello, the desserts. I mean, on top of everything else, the desserts. But there's lots of good things to choose from in terms of quiche and sandwiches and salads, and really, it's totally worth a stop.
Can you believe I've never been in the bakery at France?
What?
Oh my,
I've been
to the
ice cream place that I can't describe.
We need
describe
to rectify this
or say.
Next trip, Mike.
Seriously. Oh, I heard they have a good like ham and cheese croissant, don't they?
They do. Oh yeah, they have a lot of good
their
stuff.
Their quiche is really good.
I've they had their have soup.
Yes, their soup's good. They have a few different sandwiches that are good. We eat there, I think, almost every trip. I mean, seriously. So it's great. And I think it's a great choice if you have the meal plan and you want to use one of your quick service there, because they do have desserts that are so good, and it's not chocolate cake or carrot cake. So
yes, that is true.
Or a cookie. Okay, yeah. So let's go to the studios. Anybody besides Backlot Express? There's two places to eat there that's counter service lately. No, there's probably a couple more, but I like the Buffalo Nuggets at back lot, but there's not a whole lot to pick from, to be honest. Ricky, where would you go?
Leave the park? No.
I know.
Walk to Epcot?
Well, yeah, exactly. I think that I am going to go. I mean, I'm such a sucker for Pizza Planet. I know that the pizza is terrible. Like, I get it, but I have such an affinity for it because I went there, you know, as a kid. So it's one of those just, I know that it's not good, but I still go there every time. If you're looking for good, I'm probably going to take Pam's, and I'm probably going with, oh my gosh, I totally blanked on the name of it. What is the name of the place up front?
Starring Rolls?
Starring Rolls,
yes,
yeah.
That's it. I'm like, oh, see, I told you, my brain is not here today. Yeah, Starring Rolls. So, yeah, that's where I would go if you don't want bad pizza, so.
All right, Pam, so what do you think?
That was what Star I was going to say, Star and Rolls. I just, there's so few places that I, now at this point, you know what I'll say? Try the new trolley car cafe. It's the new Starbucks, but
yeah,
I'm serious. There is such a lack of good counter service at Hollywood Studios that
it's bad.
It is. It's like I feel desperate when I'm there. Like, we end up eating, if we have to eat there, I've been eating at that, but this is not counter service, but at the Brown Derby Lounge.
Say just make a late, if you're, I mean, honestly, this is what I do. I make a late lunch, early dinner reservation at a sit-down place. That's what I would do.
So. During evening extra magic hours at that place, you can starve. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because things shut down.
I know. I'm
like,
not kidding.
You're looking for food, and the cast members they're like, oh, that closed at 5. I'm like,
can I get a turkey leg? Can I get a turkey leg? I mean, that's how bad
it
is.
I'm hungry now, so.
Anyway. All right, let's go to Animal Kingdom real quick. Mine would be Flame Tree Barbecue. Pam, what about you?
Oh, man, yeah. Flame Tree or the Yak and Yeti counter service. I think that that's a good choice, too.
All right, Ricky.
Flame Tree. Again, I think that there's just not a lot of options counter service, and I think they're working on that. Obviously, they, you know, are working on it with the expansion and all the rumors that are going on. They're working on the meals there, but right now it's slim pickings, so I'm going with Flame Tree.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up with that question because we do have our big announcement here. So thank you, everybody, for your questions. And keep them coming to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. You'll be a part of the show with your questions or comments, so please send those in. And now let's get to the big announcement, which is the winners are the folks who got picked. These will be our guest hosts. Actually, they're going to run the show here. in the month of March. We're excited to have March Madness, and we thank everybody. I think Ricky mentioned we had 104 people say they wanted to host the show, so thank you to everybody.
Actually,
for coming
108.
Over.
Now 108, that I'm looking at my 108. List. So 108 people.
That is amazing. So thank you so much to everybody who reached out to us. Again, like I said, Ricky put everybody down on a piece of paper, gave everybody a number, randomly went to a website, picked four numbers, and Ricky is going to share our four co-hosts coming up in the month of March.
I am?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I know, given the fact that I'm the only one that knows them, yeah, I think I am. So, all right. Well, like I said, it was totally random. You know, I did randomize it. And so our winners are, and I think, Mike, we talked about how this is the order that they're going to go in as well. So it's first weekend, you know, first week, second week, third week, fourth week.
Unless somebody like has a scheduling issue, we'll work with that.
Yeah, we'll try to work with that.
Then, yeah, exactly. No, we're going to be completely inflexible.
That's how we roll around this place.
Right, exactly. So, all right. So anyway, here are our winners. So our winners are... First week, is Brett Young. So, woo-hoo. Yay, Brett. Congratulations.
Yes. Okay, we got it. We got a somebody from overseas.
That's right.
Just kidding. I heard that on another show. Anyway, go ahead. I heard it on a live show last night. Go ahead.
Oh, that's bad. The second is Dean. I never know how to say his last name, so I'm gonna
He's Dean from the WDW Northeast podcast.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So there you go. Good job. Yay. We have Jessica Galat. I hope I said that correctly. I'm sorry if I butchered it. And then we have another Dean Johnson. So congratulations to everyone who was selected. And I am so sorry for everyone who is not. But I can guarantee you this will not be the last time that we do this. At least I'm assuming it won't be. So
depends how it goes. No pressure, but don't make this be our last time doing this, folks.
Don't ruin it for everyone.
You know they're going to be better than us, so that's what I'm worried about. Like, everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, don't listen to those yahoos. Listen to these new people. They're way better.
Right, exactly. So, but yeah, so anyway, the whole point is for you four is to, you know, come up with the topic that we're going to talk about, and you're the, you know, you're the driving force behind the show. So congratulations, you guys.
That's it.
Yay.
Excited. So, yeah, I mean, we could talk about current news, anything. Like, you know, if you have a certain, you've done some great Disney experience, that'd be fun to talk about, you know, because you might have done something none of us have. So whatever you want, but just send me an email to mike@brguestpodcast.com. We'll get it all scheduled and, you know, work out the details. And like Ricky said, we'll do this again. We are humbled by the response that we had to this little fun thing. We just wanted to kind of spice up March because we're not a whole lot going on in March, you know, so we were trying to make it a little fun. So we appreciate everybody for doing that with us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys all so much for throwing your hat and or your name in the hat. So that was awesome.
Or throwing a brick at the podcasters or something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're going to get out of here again. Today's episode brought to you by the good folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days2Go WDW. Days2Go lets you count down the days till that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. And like I said, we're in the 130s now, people, till the podcast cruise. It's getting to be crunch time. So it's almost time to start going on Pinterest and figuring out, you know, you don't have to start making fish extender gifts yet, but you got to come up with a plan here soon.
Yes, yes. Thank God for Pinterest now because, oh my goodness. Pam, remember the last time, like, Pinterest was not a thing? Like, really? Yeah.
Not like this, anyway.
Well, so anyway, you know, having Days2Go on your iPhone can be a blessing and a curse. It helps you get excited for that next Disney vacation, but if you have some thing to do like make fish extenders, it'll stress you out every time you see that number right there on your home screen. But you know, use it as you will, but it's a great app and it makes planning that next Disney vacation fun. So check them out today. They're over at virtualmickey.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter at @BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. In between shows, check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're your home for the magic over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show is going to come your way on Sunday night, March 15th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So we hope you'll put that on the calendar and join us again for the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show on MagicalMouseRadio.com. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your Wednesday. Thank you so much for dropping in, downloading the show. Hopefully you had some laughs and, you know, got to think about what it's like to stay over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We talked a little transportation, little Easter, you know, actually, you know, Memorial Day, a little spring. I think we all have a little bit of spring fever is what this all boils down to. So hope you enjoyed it, and we'll do it again next Wednesday. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great midweek. Stay safe, whatever you do, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.